Ten Publishing presents Fresh Pathways in Prayer, written and read by Julian Hardiman. Introduction. When I feel stuck. How does this imaginary dialogue between two Christians sound to you? Prayer is the way we express the personal relationship we have with God through Jesus. So just talk to God. Well, yes, praying is talking to God. So I should talk to God. And? I'm not sure how to put this. Go on. I can't see him. No. And to be honest, I can't hear him either. I know lots of Christians talk about listening to God and hearing him speak, but I'm not sure how to listen, and I'm pretty sure I don't hear him speak. And because I can't see or hear him, it isn't really like a conversation I have with another person. Not even one on Messenger or WhatsApp. It's just very different. I'm still with you. And so often I feel as I'm talking to myself or to nobody. And so often it gets a bit predictable and even boring. Well, you said it, not me, but yes, a bit dull. I seem to say roughly the same things every day and nothing much changes. I wonder if anything's really happening at all. What would you say in this conversation? I know plenty of people who would identify pretty strongly with the second speaker. They struggle with prayer, and they find it hard to talk about it. Is it a taboo? Or is it that everyone assumes that they're the only one who feels like this, while everyone else has it sorted? Plenty of quite mature Christians struggle with prayer. They find what they do unrewarding, or they do very little praying. This book is intended to help those folk. But it is not just for those who are struggling to pray at all. It's also for people who do pray but feel a bit stuck in a routine, particularly one of reading a Bible passage, working out what it means, and then working through some prayers for the day and for other people. If that is you, then this is a great practice and one that many Christians would love to have in their lives. But I know that you want more. I hope you will find in what follows some ideas for going deeper in prayer. Particularly, prayer is the expression of our relationship with God, and one of the main ways we experience God. This book should be helpful too for new or newish Christians who do not know quite where to begin with prayer, or really what to do at all. Questions. How much do you identify with the person who really struggles to pray at all? Or perhaps you relate to the one who does pray, but finds it a bit of a routine and not much else. Prayer. Lord, I guess you must be working in me or I wouldn't be listening to this. I do want to pray more, or for my prayer to be less routine. Will you show me? Amen. Chapter 1. When I don't know how to get started or restarted. If you're not praying very much at all on your own, you need to know that you're not the only one. It's more common than you think. That doesn't make it a good place to be, of course, and I suspect you aren't altogether happy with it, or you wouldn't bother with a book on prayer. Or perhaps you're a newish Christian and wondering how to get going. I want to suggest something very simple and basic to help you get started or restarted. Pray the Lord's Prayer once a day, because that is Jesus' model prayer for his followers. You probably know a version of the words by heart. If not, here's one you can use. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sin, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. You might want to write it out on a card, so it's accessible until you do know it by heart. My recommendation is to say every day for a week. Prayer for a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?